people are too fucking polite. And one norm we have to delete that Trump is never going to delete, that we have to delete, is this idea that we send our prayers to him and Melania for a swift recovery. Now, I know all the reasons. Even if you hate somebody, you do that, okay? Because it adds a burden to your life to have wished something, wished pain or sickness or death on somebody else. But this is an exceptional situation. I want to explain why. It's not moral. You're allowed to be glad, and it's not about morality. It's not about good person, bad person, evil soul, blah, blah, blah. It's about all the people whose lives now will be saved because he got the disease. And it's a massive number of people because it sends two very, very clear messages. One is, he was wrong. You do need to protect yourself. And wearing a mask is a very, very important thing to do. And we're crazy because we have, as has been pointed out, and people don't listen, the mask is better than a vaccine. There's no side effects to a mask. There's no danger of a mask. A mask works for everybody. And, you know, it's just a little bit of math that if you make a virus less infectious, you do enough of that and it goes away. It needs a certain critical mass in order to be able to propagate. And with a mask, you deny it that critical mass. So, first are all the people who won't get sick and all the people now, I mean, people who won't go to his rallies and get sick, because that was the other thing. I mean, this guy clearly was going to be building up to a massive rally somewhere, indoor rally, because it's going to be in November. And unless it's in like the deep, deep south, it's not good enough weather anywhere to schedule something like that outdoors. And aside from that, he's just enough of an asshole, which is to say he's a lot of an asshole, as we saw in that fucked up debate, to do it in a way so that to maximize the danger, because he likes playing jokes on us. I mean, it's not just enough that he win. He likes hurting us. And he knows that the chicken isn't coming home to roost on all of the concerts. I call them concerts because that's what I think they are. On all the concerts that he does, that chicken doesn't come home to roost until after the election. We won't have enough attention, and it won't be significant in terms of its mass, but it's like 10 of those motorcycle meetups in South Dakota every fucking week. So it builds on itself. It's like, it's the most fucked up thing he's ever done. And that's saying something. That stops. So those are people who aren't, it's not just they're paying attention to him as an example and or believing his bullshit. Now they'll go, he's going to listen to Fauci because he's scared. And everybody else is going to listen to Fauci too. And maybe we'll get out of this thing sooner. So it's a good thing. It's a very good thing that he got the disease. And to say that the first thing you think of when this happens is, I just wish him the best of bullshit. If you're a sentient human being, you're happy. This is good news. The fact that it was not happening and he was so openly flaunting, I mean, he took a billion orders of magnitude more risk than I take. And people who take the level of risk that I take do get the disease. It's all a matter of probabilities. He was just ignoring it as if it didn't exist. Oh, no surprise that it caught him. And people should be saying that. This is a guy who drove a motorcycle at 150 miles an hour on the Long Island Expressway without a helmet. and thought he'd get away with it forever. I mean, it's like the most infantile idea ever was. And the damage that him getting it does to our government, it's unreal. That you might want to be concerned about that before you be concerned about him and his pain and his soul. This is a person who fucking deserves pain. Okay? Let's just be real clear on that. He causes it. He inflicts it. He ignores it. He pours salt in people's wound. The other day he was giving Biden on stage shit about his dead son. Disrespecting his dead son. I mean, you want to talk about fucking karma? Of course he had the virus. I mean, build up enough of that kind of crap and you know it's coming at you. That's the reason, by the way, people don't go. Because we think God is paying attention and we're going to get the virus because we didn't appropriate. We weren't appropriately pious about somebody else's virus. And for almost everybody else, I mean, I can't think of another person that I wouldn't first think about the pain they're going through. But Trump is that very rare person. And judging him has been a very frustrating act. And for once, it's not. And I think we ought to just take a moment and pause and just not just savor it, but revel in it. Just completely let it soak in how good it feels. And then we'll go on because we're still in a fucked up place. But at least he gave us a path out of it. I'm talking about Trump. He like Icarus. Who is this? Vindman in a podcast. He said he was like Icarus. And he what Icarus did is he flew too close to the sun and he I guess he burned up. Well, that's what Trump did. Trump really believed the bullshit about how he was God and acted appropriately and doesn't work. He's not God and he's not protected. And he got it and he's on his own. I'm not going to say God bless you, God help you. I hope you recover. I don't have any. He lost all grace. He has thrown it out over and over again. I would say that the moment he threw out his grace was when he ran those ads for the kids who were arrested unjustly in Central Park and put in jail, and he said they should be killed. And he ran ads in the newspaper saying that in New York. I mean, this is a mean person. This is a person that doesn't deserve our pity. Anyway, and especially because the election is in 4 weeks, and this is our last chance to get rid of him. There won't be another chance. If we don't get rid of him now, that's it. He's in. That's it. This is our last chance. So you know what? You can't afford to be distracted. Stay focused. Thanks for listening.